globalist agenda. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Thomas Massie on the floor of Congress yet again in a committee meeting calling out the continued resolution and the pathetic leadership of Mike Johnson, the Republican Party. He predicted it 2 days ago. Now it's happened exactly as he predicted it. Here's his follow-up testimony, clip 18.
The gentleman from Kentucky is recognized for questions.
Well, here we are. This is where I said we were going to be 3 weeks ago before the drama started. I said there would be some drama with the bright, shiny object called the SAVE Act. I said that was going to get stripped off and you were going to get a clean CR. I also predicted this would fall right before Christmas. And I believe this does fall on December 20th. Now, why have we picked December 20th? Because it's the same reason we always have December 20th. Everybody up here is human. There are no AIs or robots in Congress. And when you get to December 20th, you're 5 days from Christmas. You're 4 days from Christmas Eve. And you desperately want to be there with your family. So this is when the leadership here has the maximum influence. And again, I'm talking to the Democrats and the Republicans because you've seen it on the Democrat side of the aisle. They love to pick the week before Christmas for this showdown because you can smell the jet fuel fumes over at DCA. It smells like Christmas, that you're going to get to go home and open presents. I've been in HC5 when literally the Speaker of the House, not the Speaker we have now, walks in and says, if you vote for this, you can go home and unwrap presents with your kids. And if you don't vote for this, you're going to spend Christmas here with Nancy Pelosi. And then the chant starts, vote, 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 vote. Literally, people get enthusiastic to vote for something that they haven't read. So let me predict what we're not going to do on December 20th before I take a guess at what we're going to do. What we're not going to do, we're not going to do 12 separate bills. We are not going to spend this time. We've got a few months between now and December 20th. We could go back to working on appropriations bills. We are not going to do this. This sucker, whatever happens on December 20th, whether it's another CR to punt, to kick the can down the road for three more months, or whether it's an omnibus that funds all of government with one bill, it's going to be written behind closed doors. And every lobbyist in this town is going to try to attach their little thing to this bill. This train is leaving the station on December 20th. It's the only one that we know is going to pass. They call it up here must-pass legislation. So everybody's going to try and get their little thing on this bill, whatever it is on December 20th, whether it's another continuing resolution or another omnibus. It's not even really a prediction that I'm making. I'm just telling you what has happened for 12 years, regardless of whether Democrats are in charge or Republicans are in charge. There may be a little twist. We may do half of a CR. It'll be a whole CR, and half of it will end in February, and half of it will end in April, and they'll convince you they got something more clever this year than they had last year. But it's going to be the same old thing, warmed over, written behind closed doors, rolled out here. We're not going to have time to read this thing. That's also predictable. And we're going to be told, vote for this and you can go home and open presents with your kids. Don't vote for it and you're going to be stuck here. And there will be people, it pulls at heartstrings. We are humans. And that's why I think it's really disingenuous or despicable, really, to pick 4 days before Christmas Eve to put this bill on the floor. The bill I'm talking about, obviously, nobody here knows what it is yet. And we're not going to have time to read it, but people are going to be inclined to vote for it because they just want to be with their family. I would encourage people not to vote for this CR. There's still time to do other things. This is not the 30th. And if
Thomas
we were going to
Massie,
do something,
probably the best in Congress or in the House. I mean, really, if we had conservative leadership, you'd have leader of the Senate would be Rand Paul, leader Speaker of the House would be Thomas Massie, but we don't.
We certainly don't claim to be doctors, but InfoWarsMD can prescribe a wide variety of supplement formulas to help you stay healthy in an ever-growing toxic world. These individually tailored combinations of vitamins, minerals, and natural ingredients address a broad spectrum of bodily functions, and each offers a unique boost to your well-being. Take, for instance, the synthesis of amino acids found in Nitric Boost, designed to promote circulation and muscular performance. Or the microorganisms contained in our probiotic formula, meant to help with digestion by introducing healthy bacteria to your system. Then there's Good Night Sleep, and its proprietary sleep formula that can restore a healthy sleep cycle to your daily routine. So ask your doctor, or just take our word for it, and check out the InfoWarsMD products found exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Are they a threat to democracy? Yes. Are they going to take our rights away? Yes. Are they going to put people's lives in danger? Yes. Are they going to endanger the planet by not dealing with climate change? Yes.
People need to start taking to the streets. This is a dictator.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
She's a genuine danger to American security.
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump, and that's a fact.
We have to preserve our democracy. Or speak out against lies and hate.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there's unrest in our lives.
Have a consistent narrative about how dangerous Trump is.
President Biden has been clear-eyed about the threat that the former president represents to our democracy.
Donald Trump is an existential threat to our democracy and our most fundamental freedoms.
Kamala needs to stop saying that President Trump is a threat to democracy. It's now being perceived by some unhinged people as a call to action. Enough is enough.
That is from Amuse on X. And again, what do you get from your Republican leadership in response to this? Virtually nothing. Virtually nothing. You've got a small handful of Republicans in Congress that are focusing on this and maintaining their curiosities and investigations. But outside of soundbites, it's produced very little. The American media is now the Kill Trump media. They're fully involved in it. But then there's Donald Trump, who just seems to be completely unfazed. Spoke in, was it Indiana last night, Pennsylvania the day before, Georgia this morning. He just keeps on ticking, completely unfazed. You know there's going to be a round of golf soon. It'll be first round of golf since Trump assassination attempt number two. But see, the story is not going to be about multiple assassination attempts. The story is going to be, my God, Trump's playing golf? My God. The nerve of Donald Trump to play golf. What about the people that are trying to kill him? Trump eyes another round of golf. That's people that are trying to kill him. After two assassination attempts, Trump tries to play golf again. Damn it, Donald Trump, why do you have to play golf, even though multiple people are trying to kill you? That'll be the story. You watch. The big story will be about Trump playing golf, not about them trying to kill him. These people have no shame either. Hey, do you think you can step back the rhetoric? Nope, Trump's a threat to this democracy. He must be stopped at all costs. Federal government persecuting Trump. Hey, you think you guys could lay off? Nope, we're going to file 10 new indictments. What is the deal here? I don't even know if it's worth playing. I don't even know if it's worth your time. But it's like all these people, there's this, Mark Cuban does an interview, and he just starts ranting and attacking Donald Trump. and people went back to 2015, and he was praising Donald Trump, saying he wants Trump to be president. So what happens to these people? Did he go to a Diddy party? By the way, we got news on that. Here, let's just show you. So what, Mark, what changed your opinion? So here's his recent rant against Donald Trump, clip three.
The Roy Cohn School of Management, right? You demonize and demonize and demonize and give credit to nobody else.
That's what they do to Trump.
And that is the antithesis of good leadership. That's the antithesis of good character. That's the antithesis of being ethical. That's who Donald Trump is. I've known him for 25 years. I'm never going to say we were best friends, but he is the most unethical, lacks character, dishonest person I've ever done business with or worked with.
Okay, so that's good. That's enough on All Lies with Brian Cohen. By the way, this guy's show was called No Lies, and then he got caught in just like massive blatant lies, and now his show is just Brian Cohen. So he's a known liar, so he had to remove No Lies from his show title. That's fun. Of course, Trump-hating leftist. Total scum. And then here's Mark Cuban, though. This was 10 years ago. Listen to what he says to Patrick Bet David in clip two.
So one would call you a Democrat.
No, hell no. Look, there's different things for different reasons, right?
Would you be comfortable with a capitalist like Donald Trump being our president?
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it. I like Donald and he's smart. You know, like a lot of candidates and politicians, you vote for not what they say, but knowing that 99% of they say won't come true, what they'll do
Perhaps
once they get
to
it.
See who's going to follow through.
And do I think he's smart enough to figure that out and then just do the right thing after he's elected? Yes. And then Hillary and Bernie say, okay, tax the 1% and that'll pay for everything. Doesn't work, right? Won't work. You know, Hillary's pay for college. Her plan is ridiculous. It'll increase college costs, not reduce.
Okay, I think that's enough. I think that's good. So what happened? What happened? Mark Cuban was an advocate, supporter, staunch supporter, praising Donald Trump. Now he's the worst. He's unethical, worst person you ever met. What changed, Mark? You didn't do any business with Trump in the last 10 years. What changed? Were you at a Diddy party? Mark, did you oil up for a Diddy pat down? Are you on tape, Mark? By the way, here's some twists. By the way, Puff Daddy, you know, it's always right in front of your face. Puff Daddy. Anybody in the crew want to translate Puff Daddy for me now that all this has come out? What do you think Puff Daddy really meant? Puff Daddy. Gay Daddy. Gay Daddy. Puff Daddy. Gay Daddy. It's Gay Daddy. And then he gets all these men and, I guess, lubes them up, records them. Mm-hmm. Gay Daddy. Yeah. It's like right in front of your face the whole time. Real name, of course, Sean Combs. It's what they have on the legal documents. Now, look at this twist. And this all happens in the same day. I don't know. We are living in God's creation. So, I mean, call it a simulation if you want. This stuff is just insane. I mean, the odds of any of this being just happenstance, explosion in space, no, this is all God's. Sean Combs and Sam Bankman-Fried are sleeping in the same Brooklyn jail cell. What? They're both in the same jail cell? Now, just for people to understand, there's different types of jail cells. They're not in like the two-man jail cell. They're in like a dorm-style jail cell. It's a little less security, which I'm actually surprised that they're in a low security. But I guess since Combs is waiting trial and Bankman-Fried cut a deal, that they're in a lower security situation. So they're not in a two-man cell. They're in kind of a dormitory cell, which is a little more lax, a little more comfortable. But still, what are the odds these two are sharing a cell together? And I wonder if they've become friends. And this happens the same day Caroline Ellison, the girl that was involved in the FTX scam, she got sentenced today 2 years and $11 billion. 2 years and $11 billion for their scam. I'm still not sure they got the right people. I'm still not sure they got the right people. I think there are people above them that took advantage of them because they may have some cognitive issues, some learning disabilities. I mean, they don't really look like financial genius scammers, do they? But maybe their parents, maybe? I don't know. That's 2 years, $11 billion for her. Mm-mm-mm. What else do we have here for you? Oh, my gosh. This is the type of people they are, though. Macklemore, who I think had one hit song, maybe two. He had a couple hit songs. I don't know anything he's done in 10 years that's been popular. I think he might have transed, too. I think he might actually, it might be a woman now. And he goes on a stage in Seattle and listen to what he says and then gets an applause from the crowd. Go ahead and roll clip five.
Straight up, say it. I'm not going to stop you. I'm not going to stop you.
What? So, okay. The people that literally chant F America and then cheer when they hear F America, they're the ones telling you they're patriotic. They're the ones telling you they care about the country. See, this is what I talk about all the time. And liberals are able to get away with this because they own all the institutions. They own all the mainstream establishment, everything. News, press, entertainment. They want to have their cake and eat it too. They are the ones that burn the American flag. They are the ones that protest the country. They are the ones that hate the country, say F the country, cheer it on. And then they want to say, Trump's a threat. Trump's the bad guy. Trump's not patriotic. Trump's the threat to America. You hate America. So what are you talking about? You don't get to have your cake and eat it too, but that's what they do. So when it's like pop culture and when it's like Vogue, when they're feeling rebellious and when they want to really wear their nakedness on their sleeve, it's F America, we hate this country, burn it to the ground. But then when it's time to talk elections and they want their candidates, we love America, we're patriots, Trump's the threat. No. No, you don't get to have your cake and eat it too. Pick your side. You already have. You hate America. Everybody knows it. You brag about it. You cheer it on. But then when it's time to vote and it's elections, oh, you love America. All of a sudden you wave the flag and everything. Yeah. So he did trans? Is that his trans photo? First it was all about how he's gay. Oh. There it is. Do you think he got a little puff, Daddy? Do you think he got a little puff daddy? And you know, there's this viral trend, and there's a bunch of different examples. Amanda Bynes is kind of the one that's going viral. Amanda Bynes, young star, TV, movies, grows up, beautiful woman. Then, in, I guess, her second adult phase, I mean, I'm not trying to be rude to the girl, because I think she's a victim, but she basically turns into a fat gothic cow. And people are saying, how does this happen? How do you go from Hollywood starlet feminine beauty to a fat goth cow? And it's my guess that she was abused. That's what I think goes on. I wouldn't be surprised if the same thing happened to Elliot Page. These women in Hollywood, in entertainment, they get abused, and so they basically just butcher themselves because they don't want to get abused anymore. It's like a protection thing. It's like a self-protection mechanism. That's what I think goes on. You try to make sense of it. And you learn all about it. The Epstein events, the Diddy parties, Harvey Weinstein. You explain Amanda Bynes. You explain Ellen to Elliot Page. Many other cases. By the way, Rose McGowan was all over this day one. And you heard it right here first. I told you, you know, Rose McGowan kind of really started the Me Too movement, or at least kind of brought it to the pop culture level. And then when it got twisted and used for political purposes against Donald Trump, she basically said, well, now the whole thing's phony and the whole thing's a fraud. And notice how the whole thing's gone away, too. These people don't care. They're not talking about Diddy and the things on video. Some of the things captured on video, like with his ex-wife, I believe it was, or the mother of his child. No. There's no Me Too movement anymore. They're not talking about Epstein Island. They don't talk about the gymnastics team. It was basically stolen and used for political purposes. And then Rose McGowan, who basically started it, called it out and said, yeah, they stole the Me Too movement. It's now Democrat Party propaganda. And here's all the names of the people that now they're going to ignore. And she named Diddy. Nailed it from day one. Nailed it from day one. But see, nobody wants to talk about Rose McGowan anymore. Where's the Me Too movement on the Diddy situation? Is there a march coming up, guys? We've got a women's march coming up. You guys heard of one? No. I don't think so. No. Eddie Griffin has a popular podcast. He makes a bold prediction, or maybe not so bold. It'd be easy for somebody to get at Diddy, and I don't mean in the Puff Daddy way, but I mean, if he's in a dorm-style low security, I mean, somebody could easily try to do something to him. Oh, we do have a women's march coming up. Oh, my gosh. I'm haunted. I'm being haunted by memories past. I was assaulted at four straight women's marches. I was sexually assaulted at one. These people are just sick, man. Just disgusting. Anyway, I don't think they'll be talking about P. Diddy. Remember, the last women's march I was at, what was that, 2020? One of the crew might have been filming that. And I was trying to talk to people about Epstein. I believe he was just arrested right before that. I don't think he had fake killed himself yet. And what was that? He was dead? Okay, so he was dead. He fake killed himself. So I was there just trying to talk to people. I wasn't even being obnoxious. I was just there shooting reports, and I was trying to ask the women's marchers about Epstein and the sex slaves, and they just said, hey, F you, F Trump. I mean, look at that. That's a women's march sign with a Trump-Russia collusion sign. These people are nuts. Here's a sign the woman's calling Trump a Nazi. So I got assaulted at that event for asking about Jeffrey Epstein. Eddie Griffin, you know, he was hilarious. Maybe this is why he didn't get any big Hollywood film deals anymore. You know, he's probably like Cat Williams. When he got the Puff Daddy offer, he declined it. So now he does a popular podcast. He makes a prediction about Diddy's fate in clip 22.
This motherfucker had more lube than they got at Costco. I mean, what the hell? 1,000 bottles of baby oil. He like his ass is well greased, glistening in the moonlight. This nigga's ass is ashy. There's no ashy booties in the puppy party. Grease this nigga down, oil him down, and rinse it off. He's got little chocolate chips and cuckoo birds. Yeah, clean that nigga up and grease him. I got 1,000 bottles. Grease him. Matter of fact, fill the whole bathtub up with baby oil and dip him. And no ashy cheeks in that crib. They was dipped in hot baby oil. Well, I wonder, where's Jigga? Anybody seen Jigga? Anybody seen him? He didn't move quick enough. Now, Russell, Russell got the hell out.
That Russell Simmons, he's talking about.
Somewhere. He's doing
he got off land quick.
The Diggler, he ain't gonna make it, y'all. Here is my prediction. I predicted that he was going to jail before they took him. But anyway, he ain't gonna live. I'd be surprised if he lived past the end of September. Because he is a dead man walking. Every record label motherfucking executive and the mother, they got money offering. First motherfucker to kill that son is $100 million to your favorite family member's bank account. Offshore, overseas, untraceable. Six banks, that way. This nigga ain't gonna make it. And it's gonna be the end of the story because we all waiting on the other names involved. You ain't gonna hear them. Guarantee you, get money and run. It's case closed, Diddy's dead. And now they gonna auction off all his mansions because the feds now own all of his record label and all that shit. Because, you know, a RICO Act, they took all his shit. Houses, cars, jet, all that shit. P. Diddy, Sean Combs, Nuthairs, Diddy, Love, you know, all of them motherfuckers. All of them are locked up in jail, and they ain't getting out because the judge has denied all of them bail. Love ain't getting out, Diddy ain't getting out, Sean ain't getting out. None of them is getting out. I bet you he ashy now, because ain't no baby oil in that penitentiary. This is ashy like a motherfucker. A boy, goddamn boy, what should they put you in population? In that little booty hole yours is gonna be red hot. Woo! They got some long pipe waiting on you in there, boy. Ain't gonna be none of them little rap. No, sir. You getting murder one motherfucking murder one man booty. Yeah, take that. Oh, they gonna take it. They're going to take it on the regular. Well, at least he's going to save money in there. He ain't got to pay for no sex workers because they working that sex in there. It ain't going to be no take that. It's going to be took that. Whoa, fire. Doom.
I mean, he's still hilarious. Predict Diddy won't make it. So, again, these dorm-style cells that he's in, very low security, very, very lax. When it comes to prison cells, probably is about as much freedom as you're going to get. The prison that I was in, I was in the two-man cell situation, but there were other... cell blocks that were dormitory style. Everybody wanted to get in the dormitory style cell blocks because it was much more laxed, a lot less rules. So, I mean, anybody can pretty much walk right up to him. I mean, could be as many as 20, could be as many as 60, could be as many as 100 of other men in that cell that could just walk up to him. But it is probably mostly, you know, low-level threat people anyway, so I don't know. But, oh, yeah, if Diddy wanted to, he could definitely get in the group shower. And there's definitely, oh, they got skincare routines. Oh, they got, you can get oil in there. Oh, yeah, you can. Oh, yeah, you can. So I'm surprised he's not, but they say he's on suicide watch. So I don't understand how he's in a dorm style on suicide watch. That doesn't even make sense. Very strange stuff there.
It's Friday, August 16th, 2024. The world is changing. The globalist system is now attacking humanity. Yes, our program's come to an end. The grid. A digital frontier. I tried to picture clusters of information as they move through the computer. What do they look like? Ships, motorcycles, with circuits like freeways. I kept dreaming of the world I thought I'd never see. And then, one day,
Jones. Dr. Kirk Elliott, good friend of mine, really smart guy, is our guest. And I'm just going to put this right up front. If I owned a restaurant, I would want to have the best, most delicious, healthy food at the most affordable prices where I got the biggest crowds in. So you had a great experience. You want to come back 100 times and I make money and I'm successful. You have a great time. You get treated right. I get treated right. That's a community. So let's say it again. People really responded to this truth. I've been on there 30 years. I've had gold sponsors for 28 years as sponsors. Only two companies, because if you want a numismatic, they'd sell it to you, but they would try to sell you gold and silver bullion with, you know, 10% markup or whatever to pay their bills and do it. And that's very fair. You barely do it. I don't know how Kirk does it at 8% with his crew and his everything and the quality and the marketing, but he does it. So he's paying for marketing and running his crew and doing all this stuff for 8% and no charge to sell it back. Everybody else does that. It's such a good deal. It's very frustrating. I know we have millions of people watching every hour, and a lot of folks are calling. He's getting thousands of calls when he comes on. That's great. But it needs to be tens of thousands of calls. I mean, this is so simple. In a world of fiat, you at least want to have a hedge that's in silver and gold. And if you look at what's happening, I am only going to try to push something that I believe I would personally do. And that I personally do. I mean, it's real simple. Do unto others as you do unto you. That's the golden rule. And Christ said, actually, you need to go further, lay your life down for others. But when everybody's like that, you live in a great society because nobody's really having any problems. Everybody's a badass. Everybody's willing to sacrifice. So it is a no-brainer to call them, do a consultation, and get into silver right now. And if you want some gold, you know, maybe get it 80% silver, get some gold. But I think he's dead on. I don't think, I know. You would be all silver. That's what's going to go up, obviously. That's what's undervalued. Then you get the gold once it skyrockets, which is already happening. So you need to go to kepm.com/gold. That's Kirk Elliott Precious Metals. kepm.com/gold. And then InfoWars is the support. Or you can call 720-605-3900. And listen, if enough of you went there, because he does his sponsorship off of what percentage he gets, we could get reporters back, expand, do anything. I mean, already we would not be on air right now if it wasn't for his sponsorship. He takes us over the top to be in the black. Not much, but a little bit. And so I appreciate the crew staying with us through all this hell. It's been wild. We're still here by the grace of God, but you need to support this sponsor. It supports what we're doing. Plus, it's the best deal, the best company, the highest ratings. It's so simple. Call him now, 720-605-3900.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Warning. This broadcast is not for the weak-minded.
It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Watch the live stream at band.video.
You know, it all just seems so natural for Donald Trump. When Joe Biden goes out in public, it's forced, it's awkward. When Kamala Harris goes out in public, it's forced, it's awkward. You can just tell it's not a natural environment for them. It's maybe an environment they've never even been in. But for Trump, it just all feels so natural. Let's go through these stages here. I think we want to go clip 11 and then 13. Let's go 12. 13 and 11 back to back to back. So Trump shows up at the grocery store. He talks to the owner. He then sees a bag of popcorn that he just couldn't help himself to. Couldn't help but help himself to. And then he's paying for people's groceries. So let's just go ahead and go 12, 13, 11.
The best crew in the world.
So how do you do against the big stores? How do you do?
You know, I'm very proud because every year we've been up, except for the last 3 years because of this inflation. Yeah. It's exactly what you said.
The
prices are up, but our sales are down. So we've had to get super creative in how we use our space.
to try
so
to
prices go up and yet your sales are down.
So it's been brutal just to try to. Thankfully, I have a great crew, a great staff, my family. We work
How long
together.
Has this been open?
We've been in business 25 years.
Wow.
We bought this store where you're standing. There has been a grocery store since 1929.
Wow, that's great.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
It's pretty crazy. Oh, look, I gotta get some. Look at that stuff. Just have it. We got to get it.
My mom just got a bag of that, actually.
Is it good stuff? Good?
I'll she bet. Says it's the best.
Is that the best?
She says it's the
if
best.
If it is, I'll be sending. I'll be in Washington, D.C., hopefully in the Oval Office. I'll send for popcorn. Okay?
I appreciate that.
Take the rest of it. Here. It's going to go down a little bit. It just went down $100.
Thank you so much.
We'll do that for you from the White House, all right?
Thank you.
All right, bye. Nice seeing you, everybody. God, beautiful. There your kids?
Yeah, they are.
Perfecto.
3 for 3, everybody.
Now, again, you compare that to Harris and Walls going out or Biden going out and doing these public stunts, grocery stores, bodegas, gas stations. It's just there is no comparison. With them, it's forced. It's awkward. They have to be coached through it. It's like they've never even been in public before. It's like alien to them. Trump is truly a man of the people. That's natural for him. It's organic for him. It's fun. Everybody enjoys it. Now, Democrat operatives on X, or I don't know, maybe these people do it for free. Maybe they're that dumb they'll do it for free, are claiming Trump giving these people cash for groceries is a federal crime. Here's just an example, but it's all over. Obviously, a Democrat talking point went out because there were hundreds of account posting this. It's a federal crime. Because he paid for some people's groceries. Now, of course, what's the irony? Joe Biden and the Biden administration are the ones committing federal crimes. They are trying to do, they already have, the student loan debt cancellation. Multiple courts, multiple times, have ruled that that's illegal and unconstitutional. He says, I'm doing it anyway. So that's the actual crime. Trump giving a woman $100 or a couple people $100 to pay for groceries, not a crime. Joe Biden committing the crimes. So it's always the reverse with these people. Whatever the left is accusing you of, whatever the left is accusing Trump of, they themselves are guilty of. It's fail-proof, man. It's virtually fail-proof, honestly. Now, how about a threat to democracy? I'm telling you right now, I hope I don't get proven right on this, believe me, but I'm telling you right now, if Kamala Harris wins, X will be shut down. By the way, Elon Musk just said that. I think that was today. He just said that he was meeting with Maloney in Italy. And then he was posting about how if Harris gets in, they're going to shut down X. Completely agree. I've been saying that for months. They'll shut down Rumble too. They'll probably try to shut down this place before the election since they're still in power. But, oh, it's a threat to democracy to elect President Trump. Well, how about censoring speech? How about censoring your opposition? How about imprisoning your opposition? How about killing your opposition? Is that a threat to democracy? But here's AOC. She's not mincing words. She's telling you exactly their plan in clip 8.
You know, I do think that several members of Congress in some of my discussions have brought up media literacy because that is a part of what happened here. And we're going to have to figure out how we rein in our media environment so that you can't just spew disinformation and misinformation. It's one thing to have differing opinions, but it's another thing entirely to just say things that are false. And so that's something that we're looking into.
Actually, no. Now, notice what she says. She says media literacy is a problem. So what she's saying is the American people are too stupid. Again, the irony here, I mean, you can just swim in it. If you look at Democrat-run cities, kids, even high school graduates, are actually illiterate. They are actually illiterate. They cannot read at grade level. In Democrat-run cities, the education is failing so bad that kids cannot read at grade level. And Trump said he'd shut down the Department of Education. That's a good place to start. And the liberal press is all over it. Trump says he'll shut down Department of Education. Trump wants to cancel schools. Trump wants kids to be illiterate. No, look at every Democrat city. The kids are already illiterate. The Department of Education has failed them. But getting back to the story, she says media literacy is a problem. So you're not smart enough. You, the American, you're not smart enough to make a decision for yourself. You, the American, you're not smart enough to discern what's real news, what's not for yourself. You, the American, you're not smart enough. You're not good enough. Self-government is not working. So the Democrats have to come in here and govern for you. Okay? The Democrats are going to have to come in and run your life and make decisions for you. AOC, I'm sure she's really smart. She's probably smarter than you. She's going to make decisions for you because she's smarter than you. That's what she's saying here. But let's just try to put it all in perspective. This is obviously a First Amendment violation, what she's talking about. She says, oh, it's different than Dinion's. No, it's not. It's absolutely not. All it is different opinions. Because all you do is censor different opinions. This isn't about media literacy. This isn't about fake news. You promoted the Russian collusion hoax. You censored the Hunter Biden laptop story. I'm not going to go down the list. So everything she says there is a lie. But it doesn't matter. We have a First Amendment. For years, maybe you can still do this. I don't know. You used to be able to go. It could be a gas station. It could be wherever. I remember there's a local gas station in my neighborhood. I would walk to work years ago, and there was a little gas station on the corner. Every once in a while, I'd pop in for a coffee. Pop in for, you know, a snack or something before I got to work or after. And they'd have the little tabloids. Some of them would be Hollywood rumors. Some would be about aliens. Some would be just like mug shots and then stories about them. So there's been crazy stuff out there. You could go to a gas station, a local convenience store, and pick up tabloids and read about alien invasions and alien abductions and wolf men and man, bear, pig and Sasquatch and Bigfoot. And we say, oh, you got to censor that. It's misinformation. Oh, you got to censor that, media literacy. No. No, you would never say that. And of course not. It's called free speech. And you get to decide if you want to purchase it or not. And you get to decide if you want to believe it or not. It's that simple. So why all of a sudden these calls? Because it is political. Because it is about their opposition. 110%. Yeah, oh, vampire moves in next door. Well, you get to decide. Do you want to purchase that? Do you want to believe it? Do you want to read it? So now they want censorship. Because free, independent media and different opinions are a threat to their power. And again, she says the story out loud. You're not smart enough. You're not media literate. And so they have to make the decision for you. They have to be sitting over your shoulder looking at what you read and telling you whether you can or can't. They want to be there with you for the entire process. They want to be the government step by step with you for your entire life to make the decisions for you. What kind of sick freaks are you? What kind of control freak maniacs are you? That's not American. That's anti-American. So 100% if Harris gets in, X shut down, Rumble shut down. I think she said something at the end of that I wanted to address as well, but I've been ranting here, so I've kind of forgotten. You get the point, though. You get the point. And do you think they'll say anything about this? George Soros, closer to controlling 200-plus radio stations, despite objection from Trump-nominated FCC commissioner. Now, we'll get into this. Look, We'll play the clip from the hearing. I'm like kind of 50-50. Obviously, I don't want George Soros buying these radio stations. They're going to just turn into propaganda pieces. But at the same time, you know, radio, broadcast radio, terrestrial radio is kind of a dying medium. A lot of these smaller stations are already going under, so they get bought up by these umbrella stations that can kind of operate at a larger level and do bigger ad packages with smaller crews and still turn a profit versus a local station where unless you have a large audience or a committed audience on some of these local stations, it's hard to turn a profit. But these big groups can come by in all these terrestrial radio signals and just run their programming and have a small team selling ads and syndicated radio, and it's easier to make money. So that's basically what George Soros is trying to take advantage of here, and they'll just all turn into propaganda stations. But it's just the same thing. Same reason why Jeff Bezos buys the Washington Post. Same reason why Carlos Slim buys the New York Times. Same reason why that billionaire buys the Los Angeles Times, gives it to his liberal daughter. It's all about having control of media and the narrative. It doesn't even matter if it makes money or not. But here's the FCC talking about this purchase and some of the strangeness about trying to get it to go through in clip 7.
You've indicated there's a transaction where a Soros-backed group would take ownership of over 200 radio stations across 40 different markets after the FCC originally indicating that that transaction could be reviewed and approved at the bureau level without a commission vote. It's now become clear that that is a decision before the full commission, and it's one that I would assume now or in the near future the commission would approve. I think what's interesting about it is that the FCC here is not following its normal process for reviewing a transaction. We have established over a number of years one way in which you can get approval from the FCC when you have in excess of 25% foreign ownership, which this transaction does. And it seems to me that the FCC is poised to create, for the first time, an entirely new shortcut.
Yeah, thank you. As you pointed out here and previously, these proceedings for transfer of ownership have been expedited. What exactly makes this case so deserving of an expedited proceeding so far, from what you could tell?
There is nothing about this transaction that is out of the ordinary. It's the type of thing that we see all the time, and the FCC has a process for this. The full commission itself has never signed off on a shortcut like this. What we usually do is we require people to file a petition with us. We bring in national security agencies. They can review the foreign ownership. It's probably no big deal here, but we review that foreign ownership, and then we vote. Here, they're trying to do something that's never been done before at the commission level.
So that's a little strange. That's a little strange. And again, I'm somebody that's just consistent. I don't like George Soros buying up these radio stations and turning it into propaganda networks. But at the same time, I mean, just because, see, I'm not like the left that says, oh, I just want to censor speech I disagree with. I'm really a free market capitalist. I don't think George Soros is doing anything illegal trying to buy these things. Now, he might be doing some other things illegal, maybe funding terrorism, funding invasions, but nobody will go after him for that because they're all cowards. He shouldn't even be a U.S. citizen at this point. Other countries have kicked him out, but we haven't done that. But it is interesting to see how they're trying to force this through. It's just more Soros influence everywhere. By the way, chalk another one up. Never doubt me, folks. Chalk another one up. Let's see. We'll even see. This is going to be a tough one, but the crew always does a great job. I wonder if they could find this prediction. I don't know if we uploaded it as a segment or not. But what did I tell you about Telegram? What did I tell you about Telegram after the release of Pavel Durov? What did I tell you? Never doubt me, folks. Telegram will now provide user data to authorities. The messaging app Telegram has said it will hand over users' IP addresses and phone numbers to authorities who have search warrants over other valid legal requests. This change to its terms of service and policy should discourage criminals, CEO Pavel Durov said in a Telegram post Monday. Wow, boy, did that change quickly after his arrest. Now, again, the announcement marks a significant reversal for Mr. Durov,
the platform's Russian-born co-founder, who was detained by French authorities last month at an airport just north of Paris. Again, I'm not even holding it against him. They got him. They arrested him. Probably honey-trapped him. And they were probably going to say, you're going to face long prison sentences or even life in prison, or you're going to cooperate with us. And he made a decision. So, not everybody can be a hero like Julian Assange when it comes to sticking to your guns and never turning over. So again, I'm not sitting here pointing the finger. I'm not denigrating him. Huh. That's, well, perhaps a little ironic. But this is not, they got him. I mean, what are you going to do? You make a choice. You want to spend years in prison or life in prison? Or do you want to say, okay, I'll cooperate with you. You can have access to information on my app. It's no longer encrypted and secure for its users. So, there you go. Just like I told you would happen. But I guess that was kind of obvious, wasn't it? But they got him. They said, we're going to charge you. You're enabling criminal activity. You're going to spend years, life in prison. You better cooperate. We'll release you. Maybe drop the charges. Okay. Boom. Released. Policies changed. Deal is done. And I doubt he's leaving. Well, I wonder if they've even let him leave France yet. Because I guess there's, I don't know if they've dropped the charges yet. So they'll probably eventually drop it, let him leave and go home to Russia. And then he'll probably never leave again. Probably won't get honey trapped again. That didn't go so well for him. Gotta be careful. Gotta be careful. All right. Let's close out this hour here with some disgusting liberalism. Okay. Liberal progressives are so sick and twisted in the head, they believe in a concept called trans kids. This is a concept where a psychotic freak doctor does surgeries or chemical manipulations of children where they either chop off their breasts, chop off their penises, mangle their private parts, destroy them with chemical pills and injections, all before they hit puberty. They call it trans kids. It's a liberal progressive policy. Democrats support it. Perhaps just a little less sick is what they call tucking or biddy packers, where a liberal makes a little cloth penis and then gives it to your kid to shove down their pants. I'm sure they'd volunteer to shove it down themselves, too. That's real. That's real. That's actually going on. Liberals make pretend private parts for prepubescent kids so they can reach down their pants and put it in their underwear for trans kids. Can't even believe that's going on, but that's what's going on. And now you've got, just take a look at this guy. A dad, it looks like he's got his son now transing to a girl. Take one look at this character. And it's now special tuck underwear for boys. So there's a whole new industry out there for pedophiles. For liberals to manipulate prepubescent children's genitalia, because that's what they think about all day long, I suppose. This is now, you've got your biddy packer vomit, and now you've got your tucking underwear for kids. So this guy's thinking in his head, gee, what can we do with prepubescent genitalia? I'll make a special underwear for them. Totally normal stuff in clip 21.
This is the Ruby Shaping Bikini Bottom in pink. It will make you feel confident and the girl or the person that you are at the beach and when you're swimming.
Rubies is a line of activewear. It's geared towards younger trans people, mainly kids, ages 4 to 15.
Four!
and it's really to help them feel comfortable.
Hold on. Oh my gosh. Folks, they will send a Fed to raid your house if you protest abortion. This guy is online promoting genital manipulation of children at age 4. Do you think he does product testing too? Play that again. Go ahead. I mean, folks, we have to be, I mean, this modern day liberalism, this modern day leftism, this modern day progressivism, it can't, we're at the final stages, right? I mean, this is it, right? Biddy packers, trans kids, tucking underwear for 4-year-olds. I mean, this is the final stage before it's done, right? I mean, this is the final hellscape before we correct course as a society, as civilization, right? I mean, go ahead.
This is the Ruby Shaping Bikini Bottom.
And what does that even mean?
It will make you feel confident in the girl or the person that you are at the beach and when you're swimming.
How is this not childhood?
Rubies is a line of activewear. It's geared towards younger trans people, mainly kids, you know, ages 4 to 15. It's really 4. To help them feel comfortable and confident doing the activities they love. One day,
who's thinking about that?
I want to wear a bikini, just like my friends. So, okay. I start to look around.
Who put that idea in their head?
Like, what is there out there for kids like Ruby? And really understand.
So I'm assuming that's his son turned into a girl.
That's sort of universal for many trans kids.
So he thinks about how can I? I can't.
Like before, I was wearing bikini bottoms.
I can't.
And before
That's it. Okay. Here's a homeless man in Ohio, dresses up as a woman, puts on a wig and makeup, tries to kidnap a young boy, 11 years old, gets caught. Trans guy. Homeless man wearing blonde wig, makeup, tries to kidnap a child. Providence teacher, also trans. Here he is right there. Providence teacher held on sexual assault, child porn charges. Yeah. Nice stuff there. Okay. Yeah. What do you say to that? I mean, what? What do you even say to that? That's Democrat Party politics. That's Democrat Party culture.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric oxide, probiotics, joint relief max, nerve renew, prostate support, collagen, superfood greens, turmeric, ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
This bad boy is the number one seller at the AlexJonesStore.com. Rebellion to Tyrants is Obedience to God. Folks love it. I love it. I love wearing this out in public. And it also lets the globals to let us know we are standing up against them, and we know who they serve, and we know who we serve. The BlackRock globalist-controlled left, from academia to the media, is obsessed with bullying you into silence because their ideas are illegal and unpopular. And if you simply speak up, it's game over. So stop thinking it's just Alex Jones or Tucker Carlson or Donald Trump's going to save the world. It's all of us together. And wearing T-shirts in public that promote freedom is key. It doesn't just show our enemies we're awake. Other people see it and realize how popular freedom is. So, ladies and gentlemen, it's a win-win. Get great shirts at theAlexJonesStore.com, fund the operations, we fight the tyrants at point-blank range, and meet like-minded people, and spread the word in the third dimension. Take action now, and don't let the left silence you. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.